In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Question 269. When does a person commit the sin of calumny or slander? A person commits the sin of calumny or slander when, by lying, he re-injures the good name of another. So this is distinct from detraction. Detraction, again, having to do with the truth, calumny with lying, making up a story about someone in order to injure their name. Question 270. When are we obliged to keep a secret? We are obliged to keep a secret when we have promised to do so, when our office requires it, or when the good of another demands it. Now, we could break the promise, of course, but it would have to be for a very good reason. For example, a child at school might be sworn to secrecy. Don't tell anybody. But when it is discovered that the secret entails something of great harm to the friend, the secret must be revealed to the authority, a proper authority. In other words, the secret is not absolute, as opposed to a priest keeping the secret of the confessional. That is absolute. There are no circumstances that he can reveal that information. Question 271. What must a person do who has sinned by detraction or calumny, or has told a secret he is bound to keep? A person who has sinned by detraction or calumny, or has told a secret lie, told a secret he is bound to keep, must repair the harm he has done to his neighbor as far as he is able. Well, how do you repair the harm? That's hard to do. As the old saying goes, once the cat's out of the bag. But we can apologize. That is possible. We can tell others that what we said is not true or it's not fair. We could write something. We could pray, make acts of reparation, do penance. We could publish something, an email for an email, a letter for a letter, so to speak, even a book for a book. But we have to do something. We can't just stand there and do nothing. Now we're on the 9th and 10th commandments, and they command us to guard our thoughts and forbid sins of thought. The 9th commandment forbids in desire what the 6th forbids in action. The 10th commandment forbids in desire what the 7th forbids in action. So question 272. What is the 9th commandment of God? The 9th commandment of God is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And this is pretty simple. Another word for covet is desire, turn into an object. Question 273. What are we commanded by the 9th commandment? By the 9th commandment, we are commanded to be pure in thought and desire. And the word pure comes from the Latin, means single-hearted. Now remember, we cannot stop bad thoughts from ever occurring. They're just going to come in. Even the enemy has the power to put them in us. But we do not have to take pleasure in them. That's a different thing. We can resist. We have the ability to resist, especially with God's grace.